Look, we don't make.
This program is uncut. It contains strong language in some adult situations. Discretion is advised.
All the way live radio, CKUT 90.3 FM, every single Wednesday from 3 to 5. This is Pro V. Big shout out to CKUT, keeping the programming going throughout this very different year and time. You know, this is the last show of 2020, and I'm very happy to end it off in a Montreal way. Sens Beats has came through to the crib. We're going to talk about what he's doing and talk about the Montreal mixtape of beats that he assembled and put out recently. So, yeah. Sens Beats.
What's up?
How are you?
How you doing, Pro V?
Everything's good, man. Everything's good. Glad to have you in the spot.
Yeah.
And, it's a great, like I said, man, it's a great way to end off the year.
I agree. Pretty terrible year, obviously. But this is one of the nice things in it. So thanks for having me here to give me a chance to talk about this mix a little bit.
Yeah, man. I'm not sure if we should talk about you or the mix first.
I mean, let's talk about the mix and let's talk about the artists on the mix.
Okay.
I would say.
So the mix, let's start talking about why you put this together. Why did you get 60 different producers and put them on a mix?
Yeah. Why would someone do that, right? Well, it started because in 2019, I put out a record with Capo called Tidal Wave. And as I was promoting that, I got in touch with some old contacts from Brussels, which is where I grew up, including Julien from Laidback, ldbk.eu. And so he put the single on their Spotify rotation, and then he sent me an email in response to my promo asking me if I'd be down to put a mix together to sort of document or focus on the Montreal beat scene, which I thought was a great idea because after like three or four years in the scene here, I felt like it needed to be documented anyway, and like I was just excited to be able to share some of the artists I discovered here. So yeah.
So let's rewind though, because
sure,
I want people to understand exactly why, and the fact that you're not from the city, you're from Brussels, from overseas, and you came here. Why did you come here? What have you been doing in hip hop before coming here? You know what? Let's paint the picture for people.
I feel like you're the hip hop police right now.
No, not at all. It's more like let's tell the people. People want to know. You know what I mean?
So I came here in 2013 from Brussels. So I came, to answer your first question, I came here mainly to look for work and also to just to get closer maybe to the North American music scene that had inspired me, and to get to know a new city and get inspired by new people, and like the in terms of red tape and logistics and all that, it was possible for me to do that at that time for not too much money and all that. So and I was with a girl at the time who was in the same boat, and we both knew people here, and Montreal seemed like a great place, and we both speak English and French, so that's why I made the jump initially. And as far as what I was doing in Brussels in the hip hop scene,
what was that like?
Yeah,
in comparison to here, when you came over here, what were the differences that you noticed? And what was it like there? Because we don't know.
Either. Sure. I mean, you know, I can just offer my little slice of what I experienced there. But I started DJing in 98 or 99, DJing like scratch DJ and DJing hip hop and some drum and bass and jungle as well. Started working at like a hip hop record store there called Boogie Down on the weekends while I was in high school. I was like the DJ and vendor in the record selection section of like this hip hop store that sold like hip hop apparel, and it was like the only place you could get Philly blunts in Brussels, and they sold spray cans there too. They had like a whole, actually they got in trouble and won a court case that allowed other stores to carry spray cans, because at a certain point it was like questionably legal in Brussels. Anyway, the scene there was it's two languages, English, French and Flemish, which is Dutch basically, and I was more familiar with the French side of the scene, and you had a couple of big graffiti crews that also had they were like hip hop crews. So you had like the graffiti writers, the rappers, the breakdancers, the DJs, and you know, the beat makers. Like, it was like, I think all of that is like an offshoot, like in the 80s when the Zulu Nation and all, there was a couple of tours, world tours that came from the States, and the local scenes like spawned off all over the place. Mm-hmm.
So what would be the example, like the first hip hop show that you went to in Brussels? And what year, if you can remember?
I mean, I don't know what the first one would be. That's a good question. I'm going to have to dig back for that one. But I do remember like one of the first ones that made a big impression on me, which was in 2001, seeing Cannibal Ox in Brussels from Def Jux. Yeah, that was kind of crazy because the crowd went crazy. Like they were, Vortal Mega was like telling people in the crowd to relax and stuff. It was just like people going wild, like a rock show. And I was like, wow, this energy is insane. I think the first nights I went to in Brussels were more like Ninja Tune nights, like beat making nights. So I'd see, funnily enough, like one of the first rappers I'd see live was a dude I found out later comes from Montreal, Blue Rum 13, or at least is based in Montreal, because he was touring with DJ Vadim and the Russian percussion, Killa Kella on the beatbox. So yeah, those were like big, like Brussels somehow, it was like the metropolis, kind of the equivalent of the metropolis, like one of the big one of the big concert venues in Montreal, in Brussels, was hosting these nights that would have like crazy beats at them, and like MCs and different rooms, like you'd have three different rooms with like different sounds in different rooms and crazy sound systems. So I really feel like it was kind of a luxury to discover some of that music in those circumstances, rather than on like some dusty old like bar system. You know, I got really slapped in the face with some of that music. It was so loud and
kind of the way you were supposed to experience it.
Yeah, I feel like that. So yeah, as far as differences,
what's something that you said when you got to Montreal? You're like, wow, this is this is really exactly like back home, or this is really not like back home.
The sense of humor is sort of similar. Like people are pretty like self-deprecating and don't take themselves too seriously here, I find, which is similar to people in Brussels. But then the first thing that struck me was like how easy it was to talk to people in the street, which isn't. People are way more guarded in Brussels in general and less friendly on first. You have to dig a little bit before you get to the friendly layer of people in general in Brussels. But yeah, the friendly side of the city, man. And then that also leaked into like the friendly side of the hip hop scene and the beat making scene here, which I personally have never experienced anywhere, and I've heard a lot of people who moved to Montreal say the same thing from different countries of like, or from different areas in Canada. It's like, how come people here are so nice? Like,
that's a good thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, this is something I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's,
yeah,
that's really from an outsider's point of view that you can...
Well, I just, yeah, I feel like in Brussels the scene was a lot more exclusive, and here it's just a lot more inclusive, like, in general. Yeah.
Cool.
Things might have changed, and I might have misperceived things as someone young growing up there, but that's how I felt, anyway.
Yeah, that's what you got from it.
Yeah.
Then. Yeah. What about digging? What about, you know, you said you were working since high school, so that means you've been in the record vinyl side of things for a while, so
yeah,
how would you compare the records out there and Montreal?
Yeah, I don't think I ever found like CTI records digging in Brussels in the like dollar bin sections, like, which is, you know, it's like a jazz label. Yeah, that's
for sure for the people.
Yeah, exactly. So all the some of these, like, I found a lot of stuff, like samples that I've been looking for, or, you know, like, it's, I don't only collect stuff to sample, I collect stuff to listen to too, and I collect stuff that's been sampled sometimes that I, you know, I love the original or the flip.
You know, something else is going to be on that record
as well. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I found a lot of those Bob James and a lot of those CTI records. While I was digging here, I'd go to like Phonopolis in the Mile End there, and they had at the back they had like a five records for $20 section, and like you had some heat in there, and they had no limits of how much I could listen to, so I'd just be there with like ridiculous stacks. Like, tourists were coming in and laughing at me, I remember. But I found a lot of heat.
You're like, I'm taking my time, I'm going through this.
Exactly. I just moved here, I don't know anybody. Like, you know, my records are my friends as usual. Exactly. And I'm just hanging with them. It's like
and
the middle of winter.
You couldn't bring all your records over.
No.
Either way, so you needed some new friends.
Yeah, exactly.
some new records.
Yeah, I had to get my hit. Like, all my stuff is back in Brussels. So, yeah.
So, what point... I met you at Loop Sessions. And is that... Would you say that that's kind of the nucleus that starts this journey of this mixtape off, or is would I be wrong to say that?
No, you're spot on with that, definitely.
I feel like that helped you develop a lot of relationships with a lot of these producers that you put on this mix, right?
100%, definitely, because this mix like I wouldn't have put this mix together without like Loop Sessions. Which has been like, I'd say for quite a large percent of the people involved in this mixtape has been like a big event in my life and in other people's lives, you know, where you finally had an opportunity to get out of like the whatever little room you were producing in and play your stuff out to a room full of people who are doing the same thing and see what they think. Like, so that was that I think built a lot of confidence in a lot of people in the scene, and also sparked like collaborations and friendships and all this kind of stuff from people getting together on a monthly basis and sharing a passion, you know. So it was like the energy that was created from that event is 100% what created, you know, let's create that mixtape. And I'm definitely about trying to keep that energy circulating in as many different ways as possible, and this is one of them, I think.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this is something that only made sense after, like, through the path of, you know, going to loop sessions, making all these relationships, getting along with all these people, because mm-hmm. everybody's mad cool, mm-hmm. and then, you know, having that space that you said earlier is inclusive.
Exactly.
You know, we didn't say loop sessions in particular, we're talking about the city, but loop sessions is very inclusive of, yep. like, yo, everybody just... let's all hear each other's beats and stuff. And
yeah,
so yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, man, that's great, man, that's great. And so at what point did you decide I'm putting this together? Like, when was that exactly?
To be honest with you, like, I decided a couple times, because like I decided as soon as the dude asked me, as soon as Julien asked me, I was like, yeah, I'm down. And then I started like plotting on like, how am I going to put this together? But then about halfway through, like, this was June 2019, so about December, January, February 2019, I kind of started to get a little bit lost in the mix, like, because I had so many tracks coming in from all these different artists, and I was like, oh wow, this is like really nicely mastered, or like, this one is, wow, this is a rough mix, like, or, you know, different different vibes from different people, or like, and I was like, oh, is this like, I don't want to just put a mix together just for the sake of putting a mix together. Like, I want to represent the Montreal scene and make it sound like it's something worth checking out, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want this to be a mess, and I don't want it to be like tiring to listen to. So it took a while to then just decide like to split it into two, because I had too many submissions. But that was I really then gave a last push in the last 3 months, I'd say, and excuse me, and just wrapped it up. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, so does that answer your question?
Yeah, for sure, man. I mean, so yeah, like 2019 basically.
It started in June, yeah.
Yeah, and...
And then it came out 2 weeks ago, yeah. Yeah.
But then, it's... yeah, I wanted to go through the list of the artists, and if there's anything you want to say in the meantime...
Yeah, you know, you were talking about loop sessions earlier. That's another thing I wanted this mix to kind of give you an idea of, is, like, what it's like to be at the loop sessions.
Yeah.
And to
That's
hear,
what it felt like.
Yeah, you hear all these beats like from these different artists, and everything is kind of dope in its own way in general. Like, so
to a lot of people, this might just sound, oh, this is a cool mix, but to me, like, that's,
yeah,
it sounds like a loop session, yeah, to me. That's, and that's what's really dope about it. I feel like it, that's why I said earlier, like, it feels like it mm-hmm. made perfect sense after this whole path that, like, you know, you went through to,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah, yeah. Exactly. Well, I'm really happy that came through. Like,
yeah, cause, man.
Because you'd have like up to 50 participants at a loop sessions.
Yeah, and so like I'm looking at the list here for side A to let the people know at home. You got your Beats Mode partner Musoni.
Yes.
On the intro outro.
Yeah.
He's indeed. The guy talking. He's the guy kind of hosting, as you could say.
Yeah. Giving the shout outs.
Yeah, exactly. Dr. Mad, mm-hmm. Bastiani, and shout out to Dr. Mad and Lupienza for, you
yes.
know, for putting together Loop Sessions.
Exactly.
They got inspired off of Beats Brasilis down in Brazil. So they brought that vibe back up here, and we've been riding that wave for 5 years now. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so like I said, at the top of side A is Dr. Mad. After that was Bastiani. And we're going to play this later. After this interview, where you're going to get a chance to listen to all this music. Usoni, Low Pocus, Mr. Koo, Blue Nose, Nick Brovkin, Sev D, Lou Pienza. Is it Monsieur Robin or is it M. Robin?
It's M. Robin.
M. Robin.
Yeah, Maxime Robin.
I got to ask, you know, I don't want people to say it wrong.
No, M. Robin.
Yum Yum. Scrib, Dante Maxwell, Deuce God, Franklin Wood, Sun Ra, Vincent Price, Rikinsa, Pro V.
Who?
Pro V. Nicholas Craven, Cooper Richardson, The Black Edge, Cotola, Sens Beats. Who? Sends Beats, 80 Rock, Funky What, Cool Matt, Yearly.
Both. The English and the French version.
However you want to, you know, representing. Viv Imara, Icky Magdala, to close things off.
That's just side A.
That's just side A, man.
But yeah.
That's like... Yeah. You know what I mean? So say something about side A before I do the list for side B. Because I still, you know, we got to give everybody a shout out. You know
no
what
doubt.
I mean?
But yeah.
Your beat on side A was my favorite. I'm not just saying that because you're sitting in front of me. Like, that's
appreciate
just,
that. Thanks, man.
That's the one that stuck out the most for me.
I appreciate that. I mean, both sides are just, there's no... it's just music.
I didn't ask you about side B yet.
All right. Excuse me. Side A is just like it's just what worked together musically, kind of. Nothing. No, there's no. I wanted to come. You know, I wanted the mix to start off strong. Like, so, like, I feel like the mad beat is like something that can appeal to a lot of people and has a good energy to it, and like,
yeah, it kicks things
off. Yeah, it gets you into the mix. And yeah, I also wanted to somehow bring, you know, I didn't want to have like a more like, I didn't want to have sections of like, oh, this is like the boom bap section and this is the trappy section, you know. I was like, no, these are just beats, like, yeah. And they work together too, you know, and the vibes are like similar, even if the drum pattern is more like this or like that, you know. So it's I think it works well like that. Mm-hmm. It's all done on computer, unfortunately. I you know, it's not, you know, it's not like your mixtapes that are coming soon that are like
I see what you're saying. Yeah, it's not like a DJ mix. Yeah, it's like, yeah, but that's
but it's a clean listen then, at least, you know, because my DJ mixes would have been a little bit more dirty, like, to
We can still do that, but yeah. I hear what you're saying. Yeah. I hear what you're saying, man. Yeah. But it is a clean listen through, man. It's,
yeah.
So yeah, side B. When I give the artists a shout out, Sam I Am Montola to start off that side B, Jamvis, Element, Dodshoff, Boy to King, Makizar. Is it Tonton Osman? You gotta correct me if I say anything wrong.
I will. Your name.
I'm not even gonna edit it out. You're just gonna fix it up. Grand Rit, Fruits, and Dr. Mad
on one track.
Shem G, In Science, Blazino, Adam One, Atamon.
Atamon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam One. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it's like a graffiti name.
Adam
like
One.
Adam One. You know. Mm-hmm. Backwash. Jaini Tai Lotus.
Back X Wash.
My bad. Jaini Tai Lotus. Rekha Mavreen. Evan Shea. Slum God, Monaki, Slight, Mags, Ashlyn, Perry Illest, Last Flight Out, Gen 11 or Gen Z?
Gen Z.
Gen Z?
Yeah.
I'm in the Roman numerals, yeah. You know? Too much Jordan collecting.
That's the Xixun. Yeah.
Cool, cool. Chizumba, Anubis, Kola, Incognito, and Kusi, and Liam.
There we go.
Yeah, man. And big shout out to Musoni again.
Yeah.
As yeah. always. On the beat side as well as the hosting yeah. side, you know?
Yeah. I feel like he gives a bit of the energy as well from that represents Loop Sessions.
Yeah, he sets the tone, man. He sets the tone.
Yeah.
Freestyle elements.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Where should the people listen to the project?
So the project is hosted by...
After they listen to this show.
Yeah, obviously. If they want to go back and listen to it again, which they definitely should.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to get through everything.
No, of course, so. Yeah. It's 2 hours long, which is... Yeah, it's 1 hour each side.
Yeah.
I think you should... you can hit up ldbk.eu. There's a whole write-up of the... about the project there, too, with a video interview with Julien, myself, and... some more info, links to all the artists can be found there too. Or if you have the Mixcloud app, or if you want to go ahead and check that out straight on Mixcloud, it's hosted there as well. It's called Chronicling the Montreal Beat Scene. So side A and side
Chronicling
B.
Chronicling the Montreal Beat Scene.
Yeah, exactly. At one point, I wanted to call it Montreal Type Beats, but I thought people mightn't like that. one thing I did want to say about the mix is that it's based on personal experience more than anything trying to be like an authoritative mix of like the Montreal beat scene. It's like just the people I've met.
You're not trying to say this is the best of.
No, I'm not saying
this is the top.
No, yeah.
You're just trying to say these are the homies. This is who I connected with, and hope you enjoy it.
Exactly. These are some of the people I met, and like obviously, as soon as it came out, I immediately remembered a list of like 20 people that I forgot about to add, you know. So I'll do a part three maybe at some point, but yeah.
Anyway. And no disrespect to those 20 people.
No, that's just, you know, it's 60 artists, man. I got, you know, other things going on
as
well.
He loves us all equally.
And my brain is only so big to, you know. But yeah, we do.
Brain is only so big.
Or so small, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I guess that kind of answers, I was going to ask you if there was a follow-up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you what you want people to take away from this, but you kind of just answered that. This is a journey. You know what I mean? This is a journey. This is...
And, yeah, and well, also that, like, the Montreal beat scene is, like, a serious contender in, like, you know, in the World Beat Olympics or whatever.
I hear you.
Yeah.
No, I know you're laughing, but you're serious.
No, I am. Like, I think the city has great stuff going on, and I'm happy if some people from outside of the city can discover some things that is going on here thanks to this mix. That's the idea.
Yeah. Mm. And the follow up to this might be a side C.
Could be like C and D, I guess, then, you know, in another 2 years maybe. but there's so many beat makers here that I keep discovering, so it's totally possible.
Yeah, man. What do you have planned for the future, Sens Beats?
Pro V. Let me answer that for you. More releasing more music. I just did a little tally, and I put out 7 records this year, or not vinyl records, 7, you know, projects. Which is a lot for me in a year.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
It's amazing.
Um,
most recently
Most recently was probably the Shem G.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Late October.
Yeah.
Shem and I have the same birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was dropped.
That came out.
On the birthday.
Yeah, that's true. And Sean Black as well came out in October, which was a project that I've been working on for a while. So, yeah, next up is, like, I'm really excited because, like, Lex Boogie and myself have been, you know, have a long-standing collaboration together.
You guys make great music.
Right? Yeah, and we get on well personally. Like, we're in touch regularly. And Lex has, like, been recovering from some health issues, like, over the last year that's affected his ability to rhyme and to record raps and stuff like that. So there was a question mark and everything had to be put on pause as far as like, I had a lot of beats like that I'd been making for him and for our project, which is, that's life, you know? Obviously health comes first and all that. But I'm really excited, man, cause, This last week I've been getting like new verses from Lex Boogie from the Bronx. Like, he's back recording, so
that's great, man.
We have new music on the way and it's sounding as good as ever, if not better, like, so.
And what about that EP that you played me?
Yes,
back in the,
that's, so we have an EP that's been ready to go for a little while now. We're
fire.
Just thank you, man. Yeah, we're both proud of that one, and thank you for your critical input on that. Some things were changed after that listening session here, so that's appreciated. But yeah, basically we're waiting for the okay from one of the artists featured on there, which may only come this summer, but everything is ready to go. We're gonna print up cassettes, we're looking forward to that, like you just did for your project with Widget.
Yeah, man. And like you guys did in the past.
Yes,
well. That was my introduction to Lex Boogie was through that tape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That came out on tape. I forgot about that.
Tale of Two Planets.
Tale of Two Planets, 2017.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so looking forward to follow up on that. That's it. You know, got a project with this local beat maker, Pro V.
Ooh.
Yeah. But I can't really speak on that yet. But that's...
Sounds promising.
Yeah. You know, it's a kid around the way that I'm...
From around the way.
No, yeah. Like,
I hope to hear that soon.
Yeah, it's been amazing. Like... Pro V has some crazy machines, samplers, and it's been amazing to get to familiar with some of the workflow on some of them and make some beats with them. So won't say more on that for the moment, but something coming in the future.
It's very interesting to make beats with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it always expands the brain, just the scope of you know, creation, just to understand how someone else does things. And it's not to take what they do and copy it or anything. It's just like, oh, so things can be done in that way as well. Mm-hmm. Now, what is it that in that way and in my way I can, how would that way help my way?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No. Kind of thing.
Yeah. How can I incorporate it? Or
yeah. Yeah. Like even if I did like tutoring, you know, you finish tutoring and you get back home or you finish teaching and you're like, just because you've had a little insight into someone else's musical brain, it's activated different things.
Definitely.
So
definitely.
I encourage people to,
I think, to
experience that side of things too, you know?
That's a really good point, man. Because I think it's also scary maybe at first to like expose yourself and your craft to like other people and, you know, out of the fear of like that people say that it sucks or whatever. But like, it's also the way, if they do say it sucks, it's the way for you to fix it, you know? And it's like the way also for you to like get I think your stuff together and sounding better quicker, because you've exposed it and it's getting like a little bit beat up, but it's forming into something quicker.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can draw your own lines a little bit clearer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's going on with Beats Mode?
Beats
Mode. So for the people who don't know, like, Beats Mode was kind of like that. You had loop sessions every month, and then Beats Mode started out, and it was kind of like the halfway between loop sessions would mm-hmm. be once every 4 weeks, but Beats Mode would be in between that, mm-hmm. like 2 weeks in between.
Yeah.
Also once a month.
Yeah.
And man, that was fun to have people do sets. Like, you were basically picking names out of a hat for people, whoever wanted to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd select three people for each event.
Yeah.
And each person would be doing like a 30-minute beat set or something.
Exactly.
Like that. And
yeah.
I feel like it was Funky What, Dr. Mad, and me. That was gonna be like we were like the three people who hadn't been chosen yet, you know?
Well,
and so like I'm putting that out there right now. Like, you know, if you wanna do some sort of like online something, Beats Mode, something, I don't know, man, but like Funky What, Dr. Mad, and myself were three names that still had not got picked out of those hats. So
well, you know,
I'm signing up.
I believe that Funky What, we had the lineup for the last one, which had to be canceled in May. Actually, let me check that. I think I have the flyer here. I know Funky.
Oh yeah, I think he made it to that one.
He was on that.
Yeah. It's true.
Let me just check real quick.
But that one got canceled.
That one got canceled, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Because that was in March.
Thanks for picking up the mic.
I'm sorry about that. Rodrigo Velasco, Sebjin, and Funky What were the lineup. But yeah, look. Let's see about that. Well, I had some chats. Like, there's a lot of people. It's an event like any. It's a community event, basically. So there's a lot of people involved, and it came about through conversations with a lot of people, including yourself, and including, you know, Musoni, Funky Watt, Dante, who actually was the first person to put on an event at 180G called Beats Mode, where he just invited, I think, five beat makers to do a live set.
Mm-hmm.
Dominique Fissemé was also around. So we had like a conference call with Dominique and the Funky What during the summer to talk about what we do with Beats Mode. And the idea at some point was maybe to do something outside when the weather permitted during the summer, but it never really came about that, you know, things didn't really open up to that extent where that came about. But it's because, I don't know, with all due respect to the like live events online, one of the main elements I thought about Beats Mode was like the sharing of a certain energy and like a place to like meet up. I guess you can still get that online in the comments section to a certain extent.
Yeah.
It's
better than nothing. I hear what you're saying. Yeah. Like, what you're saying is not, but like,
yeah, it's better than nothing.
People have had to adapt, you know, like loop sessions. It's been weird doing it online, but we're still doing it, right? Still.
You're right.
It is the only way for us to
in
a confinement to stay connected.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. I'm encouraging you to
organize
a little Beats Mode, you know.
I think
the people will be happy about it.
Yeah, damn, put me on the spot, man.
That was the whole point.
Yeah, that's why you invited me over. I think you do have a point, because I don't think waiting for things to change so we can do it, you know, in person again.
Yeah, keep the energy up so that people are looking forward to the in person.
You're right. All right, I gotta go, man. I gotta pants.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, it took somebody from overseas to come through to live in Montreal to put us all together on a project. And like I told you before, it's a bit of a sad thing, but it's a very beautiful thing at the same time.
I mean,
you're making a face. Which, what do you want to say?
I mean, it just makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable. You know, I don't think I'm the first person to do a compilation of Montreal artists.
No one said you were the first.
No, and I think people from Montreal have been doing it too.
When's the last beat mix?
Slum God did the For My City.
Yeah.
And then there was the Pew Pew, you know, compilations.
But 60 people.
Yeah, 60 people is like probably
I'm
a lot.
I'm not taking away from anything.
Yeah.
60 people, yeah. Dude.
Yeah,
it's you got 60 people on this thing.
Yeah.
All standing together for this thing. So, like...
No, it's true.
You know, I gotta say, man, I admire the collective creativity in that. And thanks. City and the community needs more of that, man.
Appreciate that, man.
And like I said, like, it took somebody from overseas to do that. It's kind of a... It's a smack in the face, you know what I mean?
I mean...
In a good way.
Yeah,
like, you know.
Yeah, it says a lot.
You guys
about
are sleeping on yourselves. What do you? You know what I mean? It's a wake up call in a sense. You know what I mean? Sometimes it takes that outside view,
right?
To just see what you know. You kind of might have an overview of the city.
Yeah.
Whereas people who are living here can't see it the same way.
Well, I think it's normal to not, you know, if you're growing up with something, to not maybe appreciate it as much than like maybe someone like who didn't know that, and then like who had other experiences before, and then like came to like a scene that was very welcoming and like bubbling, like a lot of things were happening in it. And if you're just growing up in that scene, then you might take that for granted. But, like, I have to tell you, man, it's rare, like, from what I've seen. And I've lived in, like, not that many places, but two other cities, I'd say, long enough
to... Different areas of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get a feel a bit of the scenes there. I've never experienced something like that. And I've been at loop sessions with people from Chicago who dropped in and are like, this is crazy, man. Like, how come the scene is, like, so... like welcoming and together and stuff. So yeah, it's an honor to like be part of it and to like represent it somehow.
Yeah, man.
And shout out Chris DeMurray for the cover. Shout out 180G.
Tell him.
I forgot about the cover to shout out the cover.
We didn't forget. We're still talking.
Yeah. I didn't want to forget about it.
I really enjoy the cover. I really like the cover.
Yeah.
I was trying to tell you who I was on the cover. I know there's an SP1200 on the cover, but I made my beat with the MPC 3000, so...
I think you and Sev...
It's either me and Sev. Yeah, you know, like, we got to fight over
that.
Sev
also hit me up about... I think he said that he's the guy there as well.
Okay,
so...
Me and Sev are going to have a talk.
Yeah, you might have to work that out. But there's an A and B side, so it might be, you know, one... You can each have a...
But we're on the same side.
All right. Right? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so this is definitely going to be a battle royale.
Yeah. It's inevitable at this stage. I didn't think that through.
But yeah, man.
Just sparked a war in the Montreal beat scene, trying to unify it. You know, it's a tragedy.
But yeah, man. Chronicling the Montreal beat scene.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the people where they can listen to it again.
So you can go to ldbk.eu or go to Mixcloud, go to the LDBK page, or type in Chronicling the Montreal beat scene, type in Sands, and you'll get there eventually, my friend.
Yeah, man. So for the rest of the show, we're going to be listening to Chronicling the Montreal beat scene side A, and definitely won't be able to get through the whole thing as side B.
Sure.
But yeah, we'll definitely get through the whole thing as side A. And Any last shout outs before we get into it?
No, I just encourage everybody who listens to this to go check all the on the ldbk.eu site, go check all the links of all the different artists and support them on Bandcamp or wherever they're selling their music, and spread this mix around. Yeah, it's doing very well on Mixcloud as well, which is nice. It's like top of the charts of beats in Canada and like number 5 in hip hop in Canada.
Sick.
Yeah, so it's like above or below Tim Westwood. I'm like, I didn't know he had a Canadian show, and I'm like, that's cool. Anyway.
Sick.
Anyway, shout out to you and to Widget for the sick tape and for continuing all the way live throughout the pandemic.
It's a bit different doing the shows from home, but
yeah,
gotta keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, thanks for having me on, man.
Thanks for coming through, Sens.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sens Beats. Peace.
Peace.
Peace, y'all. Peace to everybody tuning in.
Peace to LBBK.
Peace to Loop Sessions Montreal, Brussels, Paris, Sao Paulo, Brazil, Ottawa, Toronto, Vancouver, Fresh Forever. What up, Big Brasilis? What up, Lupienza? What up, Mark the Magnanimous? Markings, Sens Beats, Dr. Mad, Pro V, Yerli, Funky Word, Chizimba, Rebecca Pena, Montreal Wild Style. Let's go, 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 go.
C'était un message du ministère de la Justice du Québec. Oh,
To slow the spread of the virus, we need to press pause again. That's why once more, we need to stay home and avoid all non-essential travel. Gatherings are prohibited in red zones and are to be avoided in orange zones. And it's important to keep following the everyday health measures. Let's press pause again to curb the spread. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves properly. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Westcan Folk Performing Company would like to wish you all the best for the new year.
2021 marks 40 years of Westcan promoting Caribbean culture in Canada and abroad, ensuring that it is passed down to the next generations.
On January 10th, 2021, the participants in the Afro-Caribbean Folklore in Quebec project will be featured in a digital presentation of Caribbean folk dance, music, and storytelling.
Join us on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/WestCanFolk, WESTCANFOLK. For the virtual release, January 10th, 2021, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That's right. Come support Caribbean folk culture in Montreal.
Funded by the Department of Canadian Heritage, this is a CKUT
co-presentation.